things.
You guys, my 10-year-old, yeah. I was teaching an improv class on Zoom, like this, and my and it was kind of like this, so you could see the door, and my 10-year-old walked in, walked in with his shorts around his knees and said, "Penis."
Yeah.
Penis. No. And I was like, "What?"
He's 10. So it's not like a small kid. This is not like a baby. It's not like adorable.
No.
mine yesterday was a Zoom meeting, and it was my little one, and he came in. He's 3. And he came in, and I had to say, like, you know, I was like, "Oh, this is my son Drake's very cute, you know." Okay, goodbye. And then, like, tried to move him off, but he was in that mood where sometimes he's like, I'm not moving out of here.
Yeah.
And so then you have to, like, put your parenting skills on duty in front of the people on Zoom, you know? And so, like, I definitely didn't want to mute it, because if you mute it, it gives the impression, even though that's not what happened, the impression that you're, like, in that Will Ferrell sketch where you're like, "Just 1 second, mute, like, get off the chair!" You know, it's like, it's not like that, but what really happened, but I also don't want them to hear what truly does happen, which is me being psychologically tortured by a 3-year-old. Like, I don't, you know, which is also horrible to witness and be around, so.
Yeah.
And so I had to be, so I was like, "Okay, Drakey, like, that's okay, we're just, you know," I was like, "We'll take the blocks, we'll take everything." I picked them up. "Okay, we'll go outside." And then right at the door, it was like, "No!" And I was like, "Oh shit, okay." Like, you know, because it's like, you can't have a meltdown. And I made, like, I'm still on Zoom. So I was like, okay. And like, I was like, here's your iPad. You can sit, like, right over there, you know?
Did that work?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Within 2 seconds, I had to say the word, "Stop playing piano." Like, it's nice. You know, and I'm sure he's screaming right now. I'm sure he's in this stage. 3 is such a terrible.
Oh, yeah. 3-nager. It's the fucking worst.
3 is so hard. I don't remember it being this hard, but I guess you don't remember anything. I guess that's why you haven't more kids.
Yeah. Yeah, but nature makes you forget so we can perpetuate the human race.
But 3 is so hard. Like, he's at the new thing where, I'm sure this is pandemic related, where he, like, he'll make a declaration of something he wants either to do or eat or have or listen to or whatever, watch, whatever. And if you can't get it for him at that moment, he'll scream as loud as he can. Like, no matter where you could be at the Met, you know, no matter where you are. And there's no words, like, he has no words to say to you. So he's just like this, like, it's like a visceral, like, and he looks at you wide-eyed. He's like, "Rah!" And you're like, I'm so sorry that I can't give you what you want, but I also can't do that every time, so I don't know what to do, you know?
Sometimes it hurts. It physically hurts your ears when they scream like that sometimes.
I can't hear it anymore. I start to go numb to it, you know, like.
The other day, my oldest kid kissed me in the ear. Like, he, like, kissed me on my ear, and it was so loud that it rang. It was like, it's like in a movie when a bomb goes off and then everyone's like, "What?" Like,
but
that
that's
sound.
Such a term of, at least that's a, like, a endearment.
That is true. That is true.
You know.
So I am joined today by Amanda Allen. She, you know her and love her.
Hi.
Hello, Amanda.
Oh, hi.
Just officially, welcome to Why Mommy Drinks. I'm Betsy Stover, and we are joined by a very funny actor. His name is Adam Pally. Hello.
Hi, Betsy. Hi, Amanda.
I know, we've, like, been doing the show, but I might as well. I feel like our listeners are used to a certain order of things. Just
no,
kidding, it's
please,
me.
Please.
So I have 3 children. They are all boys, 5, 8, and 10. What you got, Amanda?
I have 3 kids. I have a 10-year-old boy and twin 7.5-year-old girls.
And what you got, Adam?
I have a 9-year-old boy, a 7-year-old girl, and a 3-year-old boy.
We're so fucked. Why did we?
Fucked and poor. Fucked and poor. I could have been rich. I could have been rich.
So rich.
Like a rich man.
Yeah. I did a podcast recently, and this woman was like, I feel like you're, you know, I was interested in having kids and now I'm not. And I'm like, oh, no, no. Do whatever you want. But like, do you like money?
And do you like freedom? Like
international travel?
Yeah. No, I mean, I did like a Zoom the other day with a friend of mine who's like of my age and single. And he like came on in his house and there was like cool art like on the wall. Yeah. And I was like, what the hell is that? What is that? He's like, oh, you like this? This is whatever, this artist I'm super into. I have a couple of her things. And he like, and I was like, the fuck? Like, I was like, I can't, what? He's like, well, where are you going? I was like, oh, I'm in my kid's playroom, which I have, during COVID, stuffed a desk into, where there's like, you know, like, I was like, you want to see cool art? There's some cool art.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, like that, like, he was like, I'm sure you got some other room. I was like, oh, I do have some other room over here. Yeah, this is the other thing.
Oh, there it is.
That I relax on.
That's my favorite thing. That's my everything.
Like,
is that bike.
I was like, that, no one who doesn't have kids, like, there's a room in my house that houses all of those things, you know? And like, he has like a nice house with like art and like, I don't know. I was like, God, I fucked up so bad. Fucked up so bad.
I think it's that way when I look at my couch. I'm always like, I can't have nice couches ever again. I can't have a couch.
Oh, my God. I, like, pulled up all of the couch cushions and, like, vacuumed and stuff in there. And it was so fucking insane. So many pens and remotes and so many markers and pencils, and we have a sectional, so I had to take a knife and like put it in like the between the sectionals and like go like this, and like all this dust and like Cheetos, and it was so many spoons and forks.
We had that actually happen today because we're thinking of moving, so we had the people come to like take pictures of our apartment, and they like moved the couch to get a better picture, and I was like, oh no, don't, like, oh God. And like there was a layer of like, it was comical. It was as if someone would have drawn what would be under a couch in a house full of children. It was like smashed blue Doritos, and they're definitely Cool Ranch, because you could tell because the like peppers were in the carpet, and like there were Skittles that had been half bitten off, but they were the purple ones, so, like bad flavors, and like that had stained the whole like carpet. And then there were like three race cars, four berets with like ribbons on them. You know, like fake like Monopoly money.
And okay, Monopoly money. What? Yes. It gets everywhere.
Why are we still? Why can't Monopoly come with iPads? Why are we using that? It's an antiquated currency. Anyway.
Yeah, and I was just gonna say, I cleaned it, and then literally 24 hours later, it's
back.
Almost as bad. It's so gross.
Yeah. I was watching the morning show the other day, and I had one of those responses. You know how you watch TV and you see someone going into a crowd now and they don't have a mask on, and you have this like weird, like, oh no, what are they doing? I had that, but it was Jennifer Aniston sitting on a white chair. And I was like,
yeah. Oh my
God. Oh, she's on, white. That chair's white.
I don't even trust myself to sit on a white chair anymore.
Oh God, no. And like, I look at Airbnb sometimes when I'm, like, I think that a lot of actors do when they're, like, between jobs and falling asleep. You know, you get sent an audition that's like, yeah, and this shoots in, like, you know, South Africa for 3 months. And you're like, oh, cool, South Africa. Let me check the Airbnb market in South Africa. If there is a white anything, I'm like, forget that shit. Like, that's going to end up, I might as well buy the place. It's going to cost me the whole fucking jam. Because as soon as my kids show up, they'll be like.
We Airbnb'd a place and we like rolled all the carpets up. We covered all of the couches and stuff because it was just like, she had like a million ceramic cool things. Ugh. And it was like a closet filled with them.
I used to hate when my when we lived in LA and our friends would be like, we're all going to rent a place in Palm Springs. And we would go in there and like, you'd have to treat it like Dexter. You'd like find like tarp the marble and they're all like nice postmodern houses, you know? And you'd spend the whole time just being miserable. Yes. Like 150 degrees.
Don't touch that lamp. Yeah.
Traveling anywhere with children is terrible. I don't want to go to a restaurant.
Right?
I'm still not eating out.
When you were talking, neither are we. When you were talking about Airbnb, what I like to do is I'm just like continually planning my escape. So I'm always going online, looking at Airbnbs, looking at like hotel tonight, looking at cabins, campsites. Like I'm just like, I need to be anywhere but my home right now.
Yeah, you're like Escape from Dannemora.
What is that?
Have you seen that Showtime show where Benicio del Toro and they get out of jail? Oh, it's a good one. We watched it on our quarantine thing. It's a good one. It's
basically I feel like I'm in jail.
It's a jailbreak.
Yeah. It's like
that's how it feels.
I always get real close to booking it too. I'm like, I'm just gonna go. I don't even care. I might die. I don't care anymore. I'm just gonna go. Yeah. I'm gonna go to Palm Springs, sit in a pool.
Oh God, I can't even imagine.
Let me go ahead and start telling you what's been breaking me lately. There's been a lot of like little things. And it's really hard to pick one, but I'll go ahead and tell you about, all right, so I kind of hinted at this earlier in our conversation, which is that when we are trying to work in our bedroom, at our desk, you can see our door from behind us. So if anyone wants to open that door, then they are just live on screen with any class that we're teaching, any pitch that we're pitching, any kind of conversation we're having. And so the kids don't care if it's an important meeting or a class where you've been struggling and you need to seem authoritative. They don't give a shit. They're always coming in. And, you know, when I'm teaching class and stuff, it always coincides with their bedtime. So the second half of class is just, there's like a chorus of screams and yelling. And then you'll hear my husband sometimes be yelling, which is like extra embarrassing. Cause then it's like, we're not in an abusive situation. He's just yelling at our children. Cause what's the thing we do? Cause it's the only, cause we're powerless. We're totally powerless. We are our children, you know, we are a cucks in our own home. Anyway.
That sounds, what you have just described is so upsetting. It's really
what
upsetting.
Do you mean?
It's just, it rings so true. It's so upsetting. Like,
yes.
That feeling is so, to be an adult, like, it's so hard to frame it because, like, obviously we're so lucky to be,
right.
you know, and I don't want to ever seem like
we're
ungrateful.
Safe. We're not.
We're safe,
we're
all
not
that stuff.
Sick. But we're not evicted.
No, but to be an adult, and have to work and like present in some form or another during all of this pandemic and like in some way, whatever way that is, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like I'm not acting. So whatever I'm doing, I'm like trying to do it as hard as I can. And the people whose lives depend on you doing it are working against
yes.
you purposefully. Not to succeed. It is so upsetting to me. Like, and no matter what, no matter how you string the logic through, no matter how you go like, look, I'm in a meeting. If this meeting goes poorly, next month, you will not be able to take guitar lessons. That won't happen for you. Okay? Like, it won't happen. Do you understand that? That won't happen. Right? So you have to give me like a half hour outside or else you won't be able to play guitar. And within like 5 minutes, door open. I don't want to play guitar. I'm having a problem. And you're like, shit. Okay, mute. And then you're like.
What you didn't just see is Adam just turned away from the camera and then looked like he was yelling emphatically. Yeah.
But yeah, that it's like that is an upsetting thing that I think most parents have to deal with right now. Because and I don't think it's a the children don't respect our work. Like I do think my kids respect our work, but it's like
yeah,
it's so antithetical to what they do and yeah. see all day to just see you like sitting at your computer in the sweatshirt you drove them to school in. You know, they're like, I don't understand what's going on with him.
Oh yeah, and my kids don't think we do anything. Like.
No.
All the time. I feel like my oldest especially, he's like, you don't do anything. He's so disrespectful. He's like, what do you even do?
Oh my God. Yeah, I know. My kids, like, my career means nothing.
No. Nothing.
I've even heard other kids being somewhat impressed, and my own kids be like, it's not that big a deal. And I want to be like, oh yeah? It's not that big a deal? You got a lot of other friends whose dads are on TV? I like to meet them.
Yeah, my kids will like manhandle my laptop, and I'll be like, you don't understand, if you fuck up my computer, I can't work, and then you don't eat, dum-dum.
I have nothing left. I wish I could take a screenshot of the... I wish you could see the back of the computer that is mine that I'm working on right now. It's covered in stickers.
Because we
only have one desk, and my kids sit here and they're just like picking off stickers and talking to their friends and putting them on. And then
screen.
What the hell is going on?
One time I lent my son used, not lent, they just take it. Used my computer and it came back on all the arrow keys had Nutella all over them.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's just
yeah, like this screen. The screen on my wife's computer this is right next to me, is so, like it won't even pick up my face in the camera thing. The camera thing doesn't work. Because there's like a legit like booger smudge. You never give your phone, give my phone anymore to my kids.
No.
Because okay, I've lost so many phones.
Here's what happened to Ari a couple of days ago. He was up here teaching a class. In improv class, talking to his students over Zoom. I was downstairs, probably wishing that
you were teaching the class
for me. Wishing I was talking to adults. No, I was probably like on the couch, just fucking had it, like wondering when I will ever be able to get out of this house. And the kids probably were like not stopping talking to me. And even though I had said, don't go and mess with your dad, he's teaching a class, don't talk to him. He has been very clear about this. We've talked to you a bunch about this. My kids took my youngest kid's phone, looked up something called the poop song. And then my husband had locked the door so that they couldn't get in, which was smart. But then they took that, they turned the volume all the way up, played the poop song, and then slid it under the door into the room where Ari was. And
that's at least there's the positive sides of that to me is that your kids are funny.
Yeah,
they are.
That is really funny. Like I'm looking for that more in my children. I'd rather my children like disobey and be horrible and be funny instead of like the legit horror that I have. Like I'm scared of them as people. I'm scared of them. Like I'm their presence scares me. You know, like, because I don't know what I'm going to have to do.
I'm so excited to tell you about our sponsor, Curology. I personally struggle with rosacea and acne, and I'd pretty much resign myself to the fact that rosacea makes my face look red, and I guess I just wear makeup all the time. But thankfully, I now have Curology. Whatever your skin concern is, breakouts, fine lines, dark spots, rosacea like me, Curology will customize a prescription formula with 3 active ingredients that are picked for you to tackle your specific skincare needs. To get your treatment plan, you start by answering questions online about your skin, and then you send in a couple selfies to Curology so that they can hear from you and also see from you what your skin situation is. Next, Curology matches you with a licensed dermatology provider, and you'll get a customized prescription cream that is going to address your skincare concerns. Then Curology puts together a personalized treatment plan, and they ship your custom formula right to your door. Since I started using my Curology custom formula, I've started to see a difference in my skin. The redness has diminished considerably, and so has a lot of the dark spots that have just come with sun and age. Also, my skin is really sensitive, and I'm really sensitive to smell as well, and so those were both concerns for me, but there were no strong smells, and I didn't have any sort of allergic reaction or sensitivity to what they sent me. I personally know some fellow moms who swear by Curology. Take control of acne, dark spots, breakouts, or whatever your unique concerns may be with powerful skincare treatment made for you. Go to Curology.com/WMD for a free 30-day trial. You only pay for shipping and handling. That's Curology.com/WMD to unlock your free 30-day trial. See Curology.com for all the details.
It must be so hard in California.
Yeah, it feels like it's never going to end.
My kids are going to after school camp because I can't. So from like 2 to 6, they go to Parks and Rec and play basketball, basically.
Whatever.
Like, go. Just Adam, go.
Whatever, yeah.
Guess how much I've been alone inside my house in the last 10 months?
None.
Yeah, one time.
No,
it was one time.
One time, yeah.
I was alone in my house for about 20 minutes by myself, and I got to clean alone.
Oh, what a gift.
I
said to my wife the other day, like, I would love to take them somewhere, like, for you, you know?
That's so nice, Adam.
There's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
No.
It's like, there's nowhere to go. Like, I ended up putting them in the car and faking a drive so that I could put gas in the car in New Jersey. And we were out of the house for like an hour, and the kids were on iPads in the back of the car. And I was just like, whatever. And Daniel got an hour. But like, there's nothing. Like, some weeks you can't even go to the park. So you're like, there's nowhere to go. Like I said, I will take them anywhere. I can't take them to like my family or your family. So it's
like, so you're in New York City right now?
Yeah, New York City proper.
That's where you're living now?
Yeah.
And it just had a huge blizzard?
It had a really bad blizzard. This week was really rough with the pandemic and a blizzard. Like, yeah. It's one of the things where like, there's like a massive snowball fight for like the NYU kids in Washington Square. And everyone's like running around. It was so fun. And like that snow started coming and I was like, fuck.
Because basketball's canceled. Sucks, and now it sucks way more.
Yeah. Guess we can't get to basketball. So that's an hour I won't have. And I guess we're going to fight about putting a jacket on. You know, like that's all I see when I see like the elements.
So your kids are in school, Adam?
Yeah. I know. I'm sorry.
I can't wait. The other day I was in a meeting and it was like a big meeting with a lot of executives and everyone was going around introducing themselves and my kids were jumping on the couch next to me screaming and fighting like Thunderdome style and the dog was barking who just learned how to bark. So it was all at the same time and I'm just listening and nodding. And then they got to me and they're like, Amanda, why don't you introduce yourself? And I just unmuted and it was like, oh, and I God, just smiled and was like, maybe I just remuted back. I was like, someone else can do it. So someone else had to introduce me. And then I just wrote in the chat, that's just my inner monologue playing out day after day.
Oh my God,
like,
sucks.
I was like, it's just terrible. Yeah, I need them to go back to school. Like, I could work from home a little longer.
Yeah.
But the combination of teaching and working full time is too much.
Yeah.
It's too much. I mean, school has been it's been amazing. There's a lot of stop and start. You know, like we've gone, you know, months without having them in the building. So it's definitely not like seamless, but it is anything is better than nothing. And I will like drive them and sit in the car alone outside of the building.
Yeah, that's what it takes.
Like anything. Because also I'm so dumb. Like I'm not good at the stuff that you give when they're at home. It's my fault just as much as them that they're not good on Zoom. Like they're young and I don't have the patience or the know-how to like teach them anything.
It's too like, much.
We're not teachers.
I don't know how to teach. Like I don't know how. My 3-year-old was on like Zoom classes and was literally being like bored and like throwing the iPad away. So I would sit with him and the teacher would be like, is there any way we can get like more involved? I'm like, I don't know. Like, yeah. I guess no pandemic and us going back to regular classes would be better. Can we do that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've just given up mostly. Like, I'm like, well, I think this year is probably going to be a bit of a wash. And every day, if I can just survive and, you know, and get through it.
Yeah. I drank earlier and earlier.
Yeah. I had to stop drinking.
Really? It was too much.
Because it was so bad. Yeah. Yeah. Just well, 5 day o'clock. Drinking and.
Yeah, it's become 2 o'clock.
Yeah. 100%.
Alcohol has become heroin. It's, you know.
Yeah.
It's
just... No, as soon as the kids are home and, like, it's like, is everybody home? We have nowhere else to go. I'm like, yes, you don't have anything else to do. No. Okay. Mom and dad are going to start drinking.
okay. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm 13 days in, and I don't know how I'm going to do this because it's.
You're 13 days into not drinking? Mm-hmm. What's your goal?
I don't know.
Like for forever?
Maybe. I don't know.
Wow.
I was drinking so much.
Yeah, I mean, that's great.
It's not. Great. I miss it so much. I don't know how to cope. Sounds I have no coping amazing. Mechanisms, you guys. I'm used to just being like, I got to stuff it down with this booze or this weed or this food.
See, I don't even feel like I'm using the alcohol to cope anymore. I feel like it's a time marker and a time suck.
Yes.
Like it takes the hours of a day and makes it smaller for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I was definitely drinking a lot out of boredom.
Mm-hmm.
Overwhelm. No, for sure. And yeah, just like you said, it's just to make more hours go somewhere.
Well, and then there's
that's why
dead
I sleep
zone.
A lot.
That dead zone in the day from like 5 to 8 is a tough couple hours in the day. Because like if you get past that, you're like, and you get the kids to bed, you're like, well, then I can be sober today because I got the kids to bed and, you know, they're not bothering me and I can like shut my mind off for a second.
But
if
5 to 8?
Don't
eight?
Get past that, I'm wasted by the time 9 p.m. rolls over.
Yeah. I get it. Gone. I get it. 5 to 8 lasts like 10 hours. Like so I will
long.
Literally look at the clock and be like, how is it only 5:20?
I know.
Like even if I can just get to 7 p.m. and be like, all right, everybody, we're going to watch Jeopardy and then Wheel of Fortune. And then my kids are like, I don't want to.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you? Oh, wait. They freaked out yesterday because I wanted to watch Jeopardy.
Yeah. No, the dinner table, like what we watch at the dinner table is a full on fight. It's a full on. Yeah. And you can't say like, you'd be like, no screens then. And that turns into a legit, like people start grabbing knives, you know, and they're like, what the fuck? You let us have those screens. You know, we're like, all right. Screen.
Amanda, tell us what's broken you.
Last night this isn't what broke me, but last night when the kids were going to bed, I had to go in because Emmeline punched Benny in the face. And I was like, if you punch her in the face again, you don't get an iPad all weekend. And I was just like, those are those moments where you're like, what am I saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you punch her in the face again, like, but they get visceral, they get nuts. So, you know, it's the same thing as always because there is no change to life anymore. It's, but the other day I fooled myself into thinking that I had like done it. Like I hit all the timelines of the morning that I needed to. So it was like, get up, get them the food,
get them dressed, get them logged in, do their attendance online. Everybody looks like they're being taken care of. So we're good to go. And now I have my space to quickly go shower, get dressed, then log in and start work, and then do the, like, because I do, it's like a, it's all, it's like a dance every morning. And it's like, mm-hmm. one thing falls off, everything falls off, but I had made it. And so I was in the zone of, I'm going to get dressed. And I heard, you know, the mom, and the, in, just constant call for me. So I walk into the girls' room, and apparently it was the 100th day of school. And no shocker, I didn't know or prepare for it.
What were you supposed to fucking prepare?
I don't know. I'm sure there was an email. I'm sure, like, the room mom was like, everyone have glitter ready, or, you know, like, I was like,
everyone bring 100 of something.
Yeah, I was like, it's not really.
Fuck that, and fuck those emails that are coming around that's like, our teachers are doing extra. Let's be extra for them. Like, fuck,
I can't.
They're working from home.
I know. They work for like 3 hours from home. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that extra. They should be saying extra to us. I'm the one doing their curriculum.
Yeah, oh, no.
I love our frontline.
Our teachers are doing amazing. I love our frontline teachers.
I do, too. Like, I do, too. But I definitely feel like... I also would like an email from them telling me how great I'm doing as a teacher.
Yeah, it does. Right? It does feel a little bit like the parents are, you know, even in the way that, like, they'll talk about home learning. You're like, there's no concept of the fact that we are doing two jobs and we don't know how to do the one. Yeah. We're not trained. So, like we had an issue yesterday with one of the behavior teachers because our kid had like a behavior thing, so we sent him to the, you know, we like did the whole thing and sent him around, and then she sent back an email that was like, well, we've been working really hard, and I'm like, hold on one second, like, yeah. Am I supposed to care about that? Like, you've been working really hard?
Oh, you're the one?
Oh, God, you've been working really hard, like, God, oh, no, like, it's like, I get that. I get that. It's just so weird to me that in this time, like, never before would you have ever gone to, like, a servant, like, a, you know, like, because teaching is, it's a service, you know, like, if it's public, then it's totally a different story. If it's private, it's like you are paying for a certain care and mm-hmm. and service. And the idea that, like, the parent is some sort of, like, I drop him off and I'll have him when he's ready. And how was he today? You know, it's like, no.
That's
not how we are all we are all dying.
Yeah,
of COVID.
We are.
You know, like, no one's wearing like a top hat and, you know, like dropping him off and being like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, and here's a penny for your teachers. Thank you for your extra work with my boy. You know, like. Makes no sense. Like, why? But yet every email that comes out is like, this has been the hardest year. And the people who need the most are the people who are working right now.
Yeah.
You know, like, meanwhile, I'm picking the kids up and 9 out of 10 parent is like, yeah, I haven't worked since August. Oh. You know, like.
Yeah. Well, I was reading so something weird. The other day where it was like, even when you do. Okay. So we don't go to restaurants. We usually don't. Do delivery because it's expensive and we've had to scale back a lot. We lost a lot of work. We've had way less work than normal. We're every time we teach a class, we're earning a third less than we normally do because our hours got scaled back. And I read something recently on, you know, social media, and someone was like, even when you do takeout, you need to be tipping the person who gave it to you, like 20%. And I was just like, what? Like, I'm just trying to, like, not cook, help restaurants. But, like, I'm financially not in a place where I can just be like, make it rain.
Yeah, the responsibility on the consumer, especially if you're a parent, is wildly incongruous with the amount of money that most parents have.
Yeah.
It never lines up, you know, and like, and then the you know, we're like, we had a thing where one of the teachers was like, well, let's look at their diets, you know, let's take a look at their diets because sometimes the food can affect, you know, and it was like, okay, let's not look at their diet because even if there was, like, we can't, we're trying to get by here, mm-hmm. you know, like.
Yeah. We have lots of meals here where it's just pizza. There's no vegetable.
Hmm. Yeah, no, it's like we're eating mac and cheese because, like, I don't have the time to, like, go down and get Brussels sprouts, and B, like, Brussels sprouts are fucking expensive, and if the kids are going to eat them, I got to, like, put bacon in them and shit. Like, it's fucking hard, you know? Like, and it's a pandemic, and, like, some stuff has fallen off, and, like, yeah. you know, I feel like for some reason the parent is taking most of the brunt of that, mm-hmm. as opposed to... I don't know what the solution would be, but there's just not enough of, like, the federal government. But there's not enough of, like, I know it's a hard time right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
from everybody.
For parents, I think. Yeah, and a lot of it's invisible, and so much of what we're doing right now, it's on us to also hide it and pretend like it's not happening. Like you were saying, that those meetings that you were doing,
and do ventriloquism. I do the Will Ferrell thing, but I smile, and then I'm like... You get off the couch! And I'm muted.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking psychotic. It's like nuts. Oh, it's psychotic,
yeah.
But I will, I'm like threatening them while smiling and nodding.
I see you.
And they can't see that I'm doing it. And it's absolutely terrifying. Like, it's like.
It's also too accessible. It's too accessible for them, right? Like, it's too easy to be like, I have a, you know, like, sometimes I record a podcast at night. And so I'll be like, I have to record this at 9. So tonight I'm not going to be able to stay in your room until you fall asleep, which is psychotic anyway. But fine. Yeah. Fine.
Wow. I can't do that.
Ooh. Yeah. All three of them need it since the pandemic.
Do they share a room at least?
No. I have to fucking time it. It's like speed in my house every night. I'm like, you there? Like, Dion and I are like, is he down? He's down? You go.
Oh my God.
She's like scaling out. And then so like sometimes the podcast, because the people we recorded, they're in California. You're like, well, I have to do it at 9 p.m. The other day, my son went, tonight's really not a good night for you to do the podcast. And I was like, what? And he's like, well, it was my first day back at school today. And I had a really rough day, and I just would really like it if you could stay with me until I fall asleep tonight. And I was like, I appreciate your tone. A fuck a no. Go to your room, put your fucking self to bed. You're almost 10 years old. And I will go try to, like, squeeze money from a rock in a little tiny camera.
Oh, and also, I'm married to this woman.
Trying to make money. Be like, join my Twitch stream. I've been nominated for Emmys. Join my Twitch stream. Like, you know, it's like the world is dying. And my son's like, you know what? Today was my first day back at school and it was a little taxing. So could you not go to work? Which, by the way, is down the fucking hall. Is like...
Yeah, you're right. You're not going anywhere.
We live like in an 1,100 square foot apartment. It's like that. I could touch him right now. And he's like, it would be rough for me to be in my room knowing that you were focused on something else. Like, that would be really tough.
God bless that he's able to verbalize what he feels he needs.
Yeah, he's like a precocious, like, Ferris Bueller type kid. Like, he has an appointment at his school. They don't let you wear, like, hats and stuff. So he wrote up a whole dissertation about why that's unconstitutional. And he's, like, meeting with the head of the school to pitch his case about maybe just, like, one day a week he can wear his hat.
It's
like,
he's good.
Very, like, precocious like yeah. that. Which is great. And everyone's like, he's so cold, so bright. And it's like, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, but great. Being the parent to that.
It's fucking bullshit because when he comes home and you're like, okay, it's time for bed. And he's like, well, actually, I would like to tell you that I don't believe I need to go to bed because I don't need as much rest as they say kids need. You're like, oh, shut the fuck up, you go to bed. You know, it's like, You're like, I don't know how to deal with that. You know, he's smarter than me. He's more cunning. It's like, you know, I don't know how to get around that. And then that behavior has taught all three of them just down the line.
This is how we do it.
Yeah, they all spend so much time together.
You litigate every single.
Yeah, they're a unit of like UTA agents that like move around New York City getting exactly what they want from everybody around them. Get taking 10% off the top of everybody's projects. Like, that's what my three kids are.
Amanda, is there anything else you would like to add to your story?
I
want to make sure you got.
I just ended up going in. It was 100th day of school, and I ended up going in my pajamas in front of the class and screaming, "I hate this! I hate all of this!" And
what?
Like throwing.
Wait, what?
Oh, well, so I go in, they're like, "Mom, we need the 100-day project." And so they're like, we can't find it.
So you just sort of, wait, really quick, back up. So they're on their Zoom classroom, and they're like, "Mom, it's the 100th.
Yeah.
And you amble in.
In my pajamas.
Looking like you just rolled out of bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I'm in my pajamas, behind them on Zoom, going through their dumb little school, we have these
folders,
like, yes, where I'm like trying to find this 100-day project thing, and they're like, "We don't even have scissors. You didn't get a setup." And they're kind of coming at me, and
that shit makes me fucking nuts.
In my mind, like, I'm like, "No, this is all you. If you don't get dressed, you're not gonna make it. This is all ruined. This day sucks." And it's just like a reminder of, like, it's 100 days of this shit that we've been doing, and like, I'm not celebrating that. This is sad, and so I just like stood up and started just saying like, "I hate this. I hate this. I hate this. I hate this." And then I realized they were unmuted because the teachers were talking and stopped talking. And they were like, "Make sure to unmute yourself, kids."
I just turned
and walked out of the room, and I was like,
"Yeah, that's
good."
I was like, "That one up."
I hope someone saw it, and I hope it made someone's day, because I...
You can't be the first, and you're not going to be the last.
No, I mean, I've witnessed parents be like, "This sucks," or I've seen people in their underwear.
Oh, yeah, I've seen parents, like, yell at the teacher with the other kids in the room.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, Everyone's... where they're like, "My kid's not going to be able to do this," and then you're just like, "Gigi, mute it. You know, you're like, "I don't want to hear that."
you text them or whatever, like, "Hey, you need to mute your thing."
Oh yeah, all the time. Be like, "You don't need to hear."
Oh, there's so many times where like Kate and I would be in a discussion, like a pretty serious discussion, and then halfway in it's like, "Are they muted? Like, did everybody just hear us talking about that? Like, oh God." But
I hate that feeling. Yeah, that's a terrible feeling.
Yeah, we have the loudest house. Everyone's always screaming. Everyone's always shouting. Yelling,
yeah,
and
so
I'm
loud.
Sure they hear it all. It's
we have neighbors.
Mortifying.
We have legit neighbors. We have people who live on our floor. You know, like, I don't know how they do it. I know I'm scared of seeing them all the time.
Yeah, I'm always so scared loaded. Of my neighbors too. I'm terrified because I think they know all. They're like, they know, like, oh, like, it sounds like I murder my kids or they're murdering me.
Oh,
or
there have been times where I have screamed. And also, like, I'm not a yeller. Like,
no.
I don't yell, like, in my normal life ever.
Me neither. I'm not a yeller either.
I have, like, screamed at my kids, like, horrible shit. You know what I mean? Threatening yes. Legit, like, sometimes murder.
Oh, no.
Yeah, or at least abandonment. I mean, I have threatened abandonment.
This makes me feel so much better about telling Rex a few times that we were going to maybe find him a new family.
Oh, yeah, no. I've used that all the time. I've told my three-year-old that I was going to leave him on the side of the road.
Oh, no. God.
And I think when I said that, he looked at me like, "I'll be fine."
He's like, "Dude, let's go."
Yeah, he's like, bet, let's play this game.
Oh, jeez.
Who's going to be coming back for who? You know? Like, he does not give up. They're so willful. He's still screaming from that first scream you guys heard. I can still hear his faint screams.
My kids are very minutes. Fuck the police. It sounds like your kids are very fuck the police as well.
Oh my God, I can't tell them. Can't tell them anything.
Yeah.
They can't. My daughter, her new thing is like, this is another thing I'm like new to. I can't really like psychologically deal with it. Is like, don't yell at me. You know what I mean? Like, so you, even when she's like vile, if she's vile and you need to fix the behavior, even if you're not yelling, the conversation becomes about the way you're treating her. You know what I mean? Like, so yeah. Like, and I'm saying like she's been horrible. Like, she'll like legit like write on the walls or something. Like,
right.
Paint her room by herself. No one told her to do that. She's just like, paint her room. Right? And you come in, you're like, Gigi. The conversation goes from that to like, stop yelling at me. Yeah. And you're like, well, how?
Yeah, how am I the bad guy here?
What am I supposed to do then? Because you can't be like, well, Gigi, you really can't paint on the walls. She'd be like, I know. And you're like, well, there's fucking paint all over the walls. And it's like, stop yelling. So it's such a weird, like, glass box that they put you in, or at least I feel.
No, our really kids are like the same exact way. A few weeks ago, our oldest was, like, torturing the other two and trolling. It's, like, nonstop. It's, like, 24/7 trolling your sibling over here. Mm. No matter what, it's a look, it's a word, it's a whatever. And a lot of what we're always yelling about is just like, stop trolling your brother. Stop it. Stop looking. Just leave him alone. Don't talk to him. Mm-hmm. And my husband was like, why don't you go to the bathroom and close the door and brush your teeth? Like, don't talk to your brother. And he wouldn't. He wouldn't. And so my husband started to like kind of move him physically, and he wouldn't. And then at some point, my husband, Ari, picked him up. Our son kicked him in the nuts. And then Ari had a physical response to sort of push him away. But then somehow our son was like, you're an awful person for pushing me.
Right.
And was just like, you kicked me in the nuts. And well, physical, I told you to walk and you wouldn't move. And I had to.
Oh, my God. Physical stuff is so hard. I mean, like, my 3-year-old especially will like, you know, like getting him in and out of a car when he's having a fit. I could be arrested for sure.
Yeah.
And then my daughter will be like, stop hurting him.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like, this isn't a bar fight. Like, no one's hurting him. He's screaming like that.
Independently screaming.
He's, because he can't put the proper context into emotions. Because he's 3. He's not really being hurt by the car seat. Like, you know, it's like a terrible conundrum, I feel like, all day long.
Parenting and marriage can be a real challenge, as you know from listening to this show. Our kids can try our patience and drive us insane on the best of days. We're pulled in so many directions between our kids, our partners, trying to just keep on top of our household, maybe even pets, and last of all, ourselves. That's why I want you to check out the Whiny Palooza podcast. It's hosted by licensed clinical social worker Rebecca Green. She interviews amazing parenting and marriage experts to help us all achieve our happy family. She's an amazing interviewer, a best-selling author, a top 100 mommy blogger, and an inspiration to all of us. We are not alone. Go to Apple Podcasts and take a listen to the Whiny Palooza podcast and get inspiring parenting and marital tips today.
I was just going to say, did you have a particular story you wanted to tell today?
I feel like I've told several.
I know. You've told us you've told us many a beautiful story.
I feel like, I had it pretty much, I lost it yesterday pretty bad.
I love when we have a guest on, because Adam, sometimes we have a guest on and they're like, I have one little girl. And one time I got mad and then she cried. Mm-mm. And we have to be like, oh my God. No. All right. So it's
we've
such
lost
a
friendships
fucking
with people who will only have one child. Don't you dare call yourself a parent. fucking. You guys have a pet.
Yo.
So it's such a gift and a blessing to have a guest who's like, okay, yesterday.
Yeah, well, I think I tell yesterday's story, but I feel like I'll tell you the one because I know my wife would rather me tell the one that was like a couple weeks ago, which was like a big blowout. But we were driving. Daniela's parents have a place out on the island that became our like pandemic spot when it all started like going down.
Long Island?
Yeah. Oh. So we started going out there, and those trips those drives are long. They can be long when you hit traffic at like the Queens Midtown Tunnel or like by JFK. You can be in the car for like upwards of three and a half hours.
Yeah. People who don't live in New York City don't know this, but when you try to get into a car and leave the city, sometimes it will take hours just to get out of the actual city.
Yeah, totally. And it was one of those days, you know. And the kids were screaming. They were hungry. And my oldest had a full-on meltdown about only going to Dairy Queen. It was like he got in his head that we had told him to go to Dairy Queen a couple weeks ago and then we didn't deliver. You know, it's like, I don't even remember that being like, like, first of all, I know I never said yes to Dairy Queen. That does not sound like me.
Yeah.
You know, like, so if you're going to tell me that, like, I was like, yeah, let's get Dairy Queen. Like, no, I know you're lying to me because I would never said those words. But like but for some reason he had like convinced himself that, you know, we had been depriving him of Dairy Queen. Meanwhile, I think he saw a commercial. I don't think he ever even had it. You know, I think he was so we like drove.
Or he had a dream where you said it, or you were like in the middle of 10 things and he was like, and also can we have Dairy? And you were like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's what yeah totally. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But he was holding our feet to the fire. So like, fuck, fine. On this night when it's like pouring rain and -2 degrees and we've been in the car for whatever, we'll go all the way out of our fucking route to get Dairy Queen. So we get to the Dairy Queen, of course, because it's the pandemic and it's like 8 at night. The line is so long, right? And so the little kid's screaming and it's just like, and he's hungry and my daughter's hungry and everyone's like hungry and Daniela's like mad that I said yes to Dairy Queen that I didn't even realize I said yes to a while ago. So she's like sitting there like this, you know, it's like, you know, so tense. And so we make this big order at the drive-thru and we go to like pick it up and it happened so quickly. Like I was like, who got the chocolate shake? And my littlest was like, me, daddy. And I was like, here you go. And I gave it to him and he went and the thing bounced and the lid popped off and the whole shake sprayed all over the car into my wife's hair. All over the kids, the other two in the back, all over the car. So it's like milk and stink and like
no.
And so my wife started
brown milk.
Brown,
it's not
gross. And my wife started fucking screaming, screaming at me.
At you?
Yeah. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Are you fucking stupid? That is the dumbest thing I've ever. Who gives a child a milkshake? He doesn't know what to do with a fucking milkshake. And I was like, I didn't even realize I gave him. Like, honestly, like, I didn't even realize that I did that, you know? And she's right. Like, why would I do that? Like, he's 3. It was just like, everything is happening, you know?
Yeah.
Like, things are happening. It's not as if you're just like, oh, I'll run out for a shake. Like, it's high pressure. People are screaming. There's like, get me this, get me that. You're like, 2 of this. The person's like, what's that? I can't hear you. And you're like, I don't know. And they like,
yeah, and everyone's got a mask on and you're worried about germs. And
what ended up happening was I cleaned up everything with like those
those shitty little
napkins as best I could. And all the kids were screaming that they wanted another shake. And my wife was screaming at me not to get them another shake. And I hadn't eaten anything. And so I said, and so I was like just freaked out. And I was like, started unbuckling my seatbelt. I got out of the car and I was like, where are you going? And I was like, for a walk. And I slammed the door like so loud, like a loud that my kids will never forget. You know, like they'll always remember how loud that was. And I walked around the drive-in line and I had like a thing of chicken fingers and I ate chicken fingers in the rain, staring like at the back end of the Dairy Queen and the car parked, like with the steam coming out of the tailpipe and just looking at the back of my car, like from like 30 feet away. And I was like, I could just like walk down the road away right now. And I would be justified to like walk down the road away. You know, because like everyone in that car fucking hates me right now and is screaming at me as if I had poured a chocolate shake all over their heads. And then like I walked back. I remember like finishing the chicken finger and like throwing it in the garbage and walking back in and just like turning the car and I'm like silently like driving out. And everyone's just like, no one's saying anything. And no one's saying anything. Like, it's just like so tense. And then I finally went, if anyone cares, I had a very nice walk.
Oh.
Oh, man, I feel all of that.
Yeah, I feel like in a lot of parents have had, and it means nothing. It's like, nothing happened. Everybody was totally right to be upset about the whole situation. It sucked. No one wants to be like...
Sucks.
No one wants to be hungry in a car seat and you can't control when you're eating. You're like waiting for these two like stoner idiots to like pull over for you, you know? Like, I get that. It must be horrible to be my son. To be like, Mom, like I need food. Dad has not answered me in 30 minutes. You know, like it must be horrible. It must suck. Like, no one's happy about it. I didn't mean to give him a chocolate shake. I just... thought that was a way to quench his hunger.
Also, you know, you gave him a chocolate shake, though.
It was a bad move. Bad move. But,
no,
bad
I move. Mean, kids love fucking shakes. Like,
yeah, but like,
just,
it's
you were
like,
juggling so many different things.
Yeah, but like, I have, but it is, like, I have three kids. I'm a veteran of this. I know that if you get handed a fast food beverage and you pass it back like that.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's going on the floor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's done.
Doesn't matter what's in that cup. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. This just happened to be the worst possible thing that it could have been. And it was.
But I also love you're like, you know what? I need to get out of here. I need to go walk in the rain and eat chicken.
I felt like I was going to murder something. Like I had the buildup of anger of being yelled at. Like, you know, also like no one likes to be yelled at, you know? Mm-mm. And for some reason, when you become a parent, it's fine. Everyone can yell at you. You're allowed to be yelled at. Your kids can yell at you. The assistants at the doctor's office can yell at you. The teachers can yell at you. It's like totally fine. Once you have a kid, you're no longer an adult in society. You're like a fucking idiot who doesn't know how to take care of their children.
And you're not allowed to yell at them.
And you can't yell at them because then you're like, you know, a weird.
You're an abusive asshole.
Yeah. Right? And so like you can't yell at anybody, but all day long I feel like. I walk around being like, what was that? No, I didn't know that. Like all, from the moment I wake up in the morning to the moment I go to sleep, I'm just constantly being like, I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
Oh my God, I feel that. I feel that so much. That and I'm always trying to take like mental moments to myself, like have like a thought, like from beginning, middle, end, but my kids are always talking like nonstop. Sometimes, like nonstop for like hours, days, months, years, and then I'll be like, wait, what? Like I feel like I'm always like where you were just. I'm just like, wait, what's that? Hey, what?
Yeah, because like
and
all like, this
why?
Like,
why aren't you listening to me?
Yeah, this like vital information is going back and forth. I mean, like. You know, yesterday the thing like that got me not upset, but just like I was bewildered was like I was told all day to get one of the kids to their tutor down the block at 4:00. So I did my job of picking up the kid, dropping him at the tutor, and then going to my Zoom call at 4:15, which is the plan. So I'm in the middle of the Zoom call and my text message thing pops up. It was like, you dropped him there a half hour early. And I was like, what? What do you mean? Check your texts. So I'm on the Zoom being like, uh-huh, uh-huh, yep. Like at 4:05, there's a text that's like, actually, it's 4:30.
Oh, geez.
So I was like, well, is he okay? Yes, he's okay, right? So then I go to pick him up, and as soon as I show up, he is like, you know, you dropped me here a half hour early.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm like, you fucking, you're lucky I even came back for your ass. Should have left you here. You should be working on math for the rest of your life. But like, it's those little micro, these micro things that are just so, you know. And you're like, I'm bringing him for something that most kids don't have access to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
but kids don't, they're never grateful.
No.
They have no perspective.
I know, which is bullshit. I was like, I feel like at a young age, I was taught to be like, you have to have perspective.
Yeah. Be grateful.
Be grateful. Like, not a lot. Like, I don't know how many times I was told, like, you know, kids in Africa don't have food.
Yeah.
You know, like, was a big thing that was said in my house. Or like, yes. You know, you should enjoy, you can't get multiple pairs of shoes or whatever because you'd be grateful you have one. Like, oh, great, cool. I'll learn that lesson. I'll carry that with me. And my kids are like, if you don't buy me this, I'm going to tell everybody in my school that you hit me.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
This is fun. It's nice venting. Feel a lot better. Feel a lot better.
Good, good. Adam, is there anything that you would like people to check out? Where can they follow you on social media? Any of that stuff?
Oh, I don't actually know what my social media handles are, but I feel like if you googled me, you would find I know I'm on them and I contribute. Yeah. I contribute, but
okay.
I couldn't tell you. There might be a dot in there. There might That's be a dash.
But you are on.
I'm on.
Instagram.
I'm in. I'm plugged in. Yeah, I'm plugged in to the old people ones, like Instagram.
Okay, so not TikTok.
No TikTok. No Facebook. Primarily just Twitter and Instagram.
Got it.
Yeah.
Great.
And then, God, I don't. I wish I had more things to plug. I have nothing to plug. I'm just happy to be here, and it's nice to see you guys.
It's so nice to see you. It was so nice to talk to you.
You too.
It was nice to bitch about our kids.
Yeah.
Together.
And nice to see your children. And I'm sorry again about my lipstick. It is really unnerving. Really unnerving. And when I go like this, like, you can really see the zittiness of it. You see how it's like...
It looks painful.
Yeah. Well, like, you know how you're before, you're like, and it could be a cold sore. It's like, I wish this was a cold sore. Look at that. Yeah, it's
Does
right.
Does your wife have some, like, something she can give you to put on it?
She did. We put the Clearasil on it, and my eyes started tearing. Because it's like I fucked with it, and now it's like open. So when we put that shit on, I'm like, I can't. My eyes started like.
Amanda, where can people follow you on social media? Or not? We're just glad you're back.
Yeah.
Here today.
If they can follow me on my episode. Peloton, like I like to say. And they can follow me on Instagram. If you can follow me.
Oh, yeah. You guys can find me on Peloton. That's cool. Yeah. I accept all high fives.
Me too. I'm friends with Gwen Stefani on there. And it's.
Are you really?
But I don't know if it's really her or not, but she high fives me all the time. And so in my mind, I'm like, it's probably like a child who put their name on as Gwen Stefani. But I'm like, hey, Gwen and I are riding together. Here we go.
Oh, nice. Well, my name on Peloton is Adam Pally, RIP.
All right.
And my location is hell.
Yeah.
And I try to do it once a day. So
all right,
look for
I'll
me
find
and
you.
High five me.
I'm Amanda is trying.
I need it all.
I'm Amanda is
Amanda
trying.
Amanda is trying.
And my location is the Struggle Bus, California.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That seems like I would ride that bus.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't exercised in 10 months, so it's on all of you.
That's been the only thing that keeps me alive these days, I think. Like, it,
I know.
Yeah,
me
I
too.
Love that dumb bike.
But I don't have... I hate all the Peloton instructors. I hate them all.
Well, wait. This doesn't work then.
Yeah, but I know I need to do it. Like, yeah. I like to do it.
Yeah.
But I don't like any of them.
Oh.
They're too...
They are a lot.
It's too much theory. Life theory. You know? Like, Jen Sherman... Get the fuck out of my face.
She does not even care anymore now that there's nobody in the room with her. She's just straight up. She was like, I did her holiday ride, and all she talked about was how she didn't give her kids presents for Hanukkah.
I did her like before the Super Bowl ride, and she was like, or before last week's, like, or a couple weeks ago, and she's like, a couple of big NFL games today. And I was like, I don't want to. What? You know, she's like, you got on one team, you got the Packers. On the other team, you got the Buccaneers. Like, what?
If you have not rated and reviewed Why Mommy Drinks on Apple Podcasts, please do it. I have a dream that we get up to 1,500, and we're at like at 1,100. So please help me out. Get on there and like rate and review it. It's a free podcast, so that's a way that you can pay me. All right, Adam, I need you to hear this. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. That's really nice.
You are.
Thanks.
You're doing a great job. Your son came in. You were so sweet. You went and helped him with his shit. I mean, even though we all complain, like, you know, obviously, you're doing a great job. Your kids are bold. They're smart. They are funny in their own strange way. You know, you're really doing a great job.
That's even though the nicest sucks. Thing anyone has said to me in a really long time. I'm almost brought to tears. Legit. Thank you.
And you too, Amanda. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. I'm surviving.
Yeah, we're all surviving.
Betsy,
that's good enough
you're
for
doing
now.
A great job, Betsy. I see you with that little boy.
Thanks, pal.
Yeah, you're hanging in.
That's all you can do these days. If you find yourself eating chicken fingers in the rain,
yeah, I think that's it. Just if you find yourself, or you're. Well, you're celebrating the 100th day of school from home.
Yeah. Or if you find yourself jamming out to the poop song while you're trying to be an adult at work.
Know that you're doing a great job.
My mommy drinks.
Hey, it's Mia.
Hey, it's Allie.
And we host the Rom-Com Review Podcast, P.S. I Love Rom-Coms.
Each week, we'll have incredible guests come and discuss a new rom-com, grand gestures, meet-cutes, and of course, that elusive chemistry. Mia, what are you doing holding that giant boombox over your head? I'm hoping to win over listeners with this grand gesture. Take us back! Find a new episode every week and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by Campfire Media. Wow, you're still holding that boombox.
Yeah, I've got great upper body strength. Thanks, CrossFit.
Yes, I love rom-coms.
I love rom-coms.
Campfire.